If you want to remember my name and you're looking at me, Roland, that's my name. So just look at the keyboard. Oh, that's Roland. I remember who he is. But this morning, now you can start taping. Otherwise, I'm locked down for an hour and I've only spoken 20 minutes. But the question I want to ask you this morning is, do you know what your inheritance is, and are you being shortchanged, or are you taking the fullness of what God has for you? So many of us settle for less than what God has for us. So many of us. I remember there was a time with me when I was in that place. I went through a difficult time in my life mentally, but it was a physical thing. I went through a heavy session of depression, but praise God, He brought me through that. And today I'm totally free of that. Oh, there was another person that I met right in the beginning of coming to Josh Jen, and that was Davi. I had a problem with my laptop, as I always have, because I don't know how to use the thing. And so everyone said, take it to Davi. And so I went and met Davi. And it was actually quite pathetic, because he went, okay, problem solved. And I was like, I'd spent days on this thing trying to sort it out. And it was just to get my email to work, because now I had the privilege of roland.barnard@joshjen.org.za. But I was still on CLC Benoni, so I had to make the change. And Davi was there to help me. And also, they've been good friends of ours over the years. We haven't seen enough of each other, but we love them and appreciate them. Do we clap every time? This is cool. The band, you guys did really well too. Hey, to see all those young guys up there just making it happen, I thought, wow, this is amazing. So anyway, my wife's telling me move on. And so I'm not supposed to tell you that, but if she doesn't tell me move on, I don't get moving on. So I'm going to look at five areas that are our inheritance that we need to take hold of. Because if we don't, we're actually missing out on what God has for us. So the first one is actually the Lord Himself. The Lord Himself is our inheritance. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are our first parts of inheritance. You think, oh, I'll prove that. Okay, I will. Go to Deuteronomy 18:2. God says that the priests who are Levites are to have no allotment or inheritance with Israel, because the Lord is their inheritance. Whenever we look in the Old Testament, we see shadows and patterns of what we're going to see and what we're going to see come to pass in the new. And so we see that, yeah, again in Joshua 13 and verse 33, it says, but to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given an inheritance, the Lord. The God of Israel is their inheritance, as He promised them. And yeah, we move on now. And we see in Exodus 19 and 5 and 6. Now, if you obey me fully, there's the key, and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. What's treasured possession? The illustration is, when you've paid all your bills, some of us don't get to do that, but when you've paid all your bills and you've got that little bit of money over, unless some of you got a big lot of money over, if you do have, come to me afterwards. He is that treasure. We are that treasured possession. It's a thing that He holds dear. Wow. After everything is said and done, you are mine. Young people, you get your pocket money. You don't have anything to pay off, hopefully. And so your pocket money is your treasured possession. It's that thing that you look forward to at the end of the month that you're going to get. My boys never got to the end of the month and got treasured possession, because they generally owed it all to me from during the month. But so that although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And you're saying, oh, but that's for Israel. Let's skip over to 1 Peter 2:9 in the New Testament. It tells us as believers, We are all part of God's royal priesthood. You are a chosen people. There's that illustration again. You are the chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Say after me this morning, I don't normally do this, I'm a treasured possession. I'm a treasured possession. That you may declare the praises of him. This morning we declared the praises of him, but we've got to spill outside of these walls. I couldn't say four walls, because maybe there's four, but it's a strange shape. You need to fall out of here and begin to let people know about the goodness of God. And my expression for God, he is the most kind God that I know. He is the most kind God that I know. So the Lord is our inheritance. So I believe if we take a look at some of these Hebrew names, we actually see what we have got. He's given these things to us. So the first one is Yahweh. We all know that name, Yahweh. It is often translated in the English as the Lord. But if you speak to Hebrew people, they won't even say that word because it was so holy to them. And that is our inheritance. God gave us his best. Remember this. God gave us his best. And you know what? We need to, as you're sitting there, just let that sink in. God gave me his best. Sometimes we forget it. When you're going through difficult times and we're struggling a little and we start to forget that God gave us his best. Respond to it. This morning, I hope that was your response. For me, worship means worth-ship. Jesus is worth what we do when we come to the front on a Sunday. Enjoy him. Many people don't enjoy him. For me, the 11th commandment is, thou shalt have fun. Thou shalt have fun. Let me tell you, I love it. I love the picture that Darby had about sitting around the fire after church and just being in a place of unity. And then we finish lunch and the Grand Prix comes on. And there's no more unity after that. Ferrari, Red Bull, McLaren. There's no more unity. In the stuff of the world, there is that. But as a family, man, we've got unity. The word says in Psalm 133, when we dwell in unity, God commands, not just sends, he commands his blessing. Be blessed. Let me tell you, when God says something, it happens. I want to tell you, if it doesn't happen, there's a problem in your life. I believe that when God speaks, it happens. Another name, Jehovah Nissi. Have you heard that word? It's in Exodus 17 and verse 15. I haven't given these words because I need to go through them. And that word means, the Lord is my banner. The Lord is my banner. And that's used in Scripture in Isaiah where it says, the enemy tries to come in like a flood, but the Lord raises his banner over our life. That is our inheritance. When we're struggling, Lord, you are my banner. Jehovah Nissi, I want to encourage you, go and look back into the Old Testament. There are many names. I'm just going to give you a few. And all of that is yours once you've surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. I do want to put that disclaimer there. And I do want to say surrendered, not just he is my Savior. No, he is my King. I am subject to him. This is his kingdom. Jehovah Rapha, Roha. The Lord is my shepherd. Let me tell you, if you've got anyone as your shepherd, you want it to be the Lord. And David could say, my shepherd. He was a real personal person to David in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament. If the Lord knows you as shepherd, he knows you as shepherd, the Lord your shepherd. I want to ask you this morning, do you know Jesus in the way that he knows you? Let that sink in. Do you know him the way he knows you? And he gets to know us in those places that we, sometimes we rush through them. In a place of prayer, in a place of his word, in a place of just giving him his Holy Spirit the opportunity to come and to fill and to enable us to walk out into the day so that we're able to overcome in all the situations we find ourselves. Jehovah Jireh, it means the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh. And this story is Abraham's taking Isaac to go and, I'm sure in Oatson they know this word, and Willamore, Slachim. My son Daniel, he loves coming up to Willamore because he comes up to shoot animals. But he's taking Isaac, he's going to kill him. The Lord's told him to kill him. The picture in my mind is Abraham's pretty old. And I imagine Isaac as this big biff guy. And he has this little old guy taking this big biff guy, and he says to him, I'm going to kill you. If I was Isaac, I'd put him on the altar and kill him. But God rocks up, and he replaces Isaac with a goat that is found in the thickets. And on that mountain, Abraham knows God as Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord your healer. I am the Lord your healer. If you're sick here this morning, I trust that you're trusting God for healing. You haven't just come here and you're going to walk out sick. If you are in that place, don't you want to just stand up quickly? Otherwise, we move along and we don't do this. If you're not well, just stand up quickly. Don't be afraid. This is your chance, your opportunity. I wonder if the people around that person could just put their hand on them. Just put their hand on them. And we're going to trust God right now that something supernatural is going to happen. I'm going to pray, but these guys have got their hands on you, and the power of God we're trusting is going to flow through them into your life. So in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, wherever there is sickness, infirmity, mental health problems, whatever they are, I pray right now, Lord, that you bring your healing in their life. Let, Lord, when they walk out those doors today, they walk out differently. That they walk out whole, body, soul, and spirit. Thanks, guys. You can sit down. The Lord who heals. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. This word comes where Gideon is doing his thing and the angel rocks up and says, hey, I'm going to use you. Everyone who's got Adidas tackies on, stand up. Adidas, you got Adidas, can you see? If you got Adidas, stand up. You see, Gideon had to make a selection among the many that would go into battle for him. So you guys wear the same shoes as I wear. I wear Adidas. They're black, but they are Adidas. And wherever I go, Adidas are the shoes that I look for. And the younger guys and the older guys, Darby, they all wear Vans these days because that's the shoe to wear. Let me tell you, Adidas was around long before Vans was. And they can run faster than Vans go. And so, young men, don't stop wearing those Adidas. In other words, don't stop running hard for God. Don't stop being a part of that army that God wants to use. And there's even a lady in the background there, Adidas. That's amazing. Oh, there's another one. Okay. Thanks, guys. I went to Sea Point. Nearly everyone had Adidas. You know, Sea Point's quite an affluent type of area. They all wear Adidas. These bright, different colors, they wear them. Okay, babe. I'm moving along. The second part of our inheritance is the nations. In Psalm 2 and verse 8, it says, ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. ask of me. You need to ask when you get together and pray. Lord, we want the nations. When you step out your front door every morning, there is the nations waiting for you. They are your inheritance. When you see people and you walk past them, that's my inheritance. That's my inheritance. That's my inheritance. And the unlovely, the unwanted, that's my inheritance. The rich and the wealthy and the affluent, that's my inheritance. They are your and mine inheritance. Matthew 28:19, you all know the scripture. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. That means, of course, that you don't just get them converted. No, you disciple them after leading them into a place of salvation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Nations are our inheritance. After the Lord, people are our inheritance. Number three, you can tag on there Acts 1:8 where it talks about receive power so that you may go out and be my witnesses. Next one, eternal life. Eternal life is your inheritance. Do you know that? Luke 10:25-28 says, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? Jesus said, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God and with all your heart and with all your soul and all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Do this and you will have eternal life. Here's the thing. Eternal life is not just quantity. We always think about it as quantity. It's actually quality as well. It's what you walk in, not just how long you walk in it for. It does not begin when you die and you go to heaven. It begins the day that you die spiritually and you're reborn and you come out as a new creation. That's when it begins. You don't have to die to experience eternal life. We read in John 10:10, I've come that you will have life and life abundantly. That's not talking about heaven, because in heaven, we're all going to have life abundantly. But he's telling them right now, you can have it. It's super abundant, if you go and look that word up. Super abundant in quantity. And then it says, or superior for quality. So few of us live in this place. Most of us are being robbed of our inheritance. We're struggling. We've lost our peace, we've lost our strength, we've lost our energy, we've lost our power, we've lost our friendship with God, and so we're not walking in the place of our inheritance. We're walking in a place that the world has determined and is shaping us in. But Romans 12:2 says, be transformed. Be transformed. Don't allow yourself to be pushed into the biscuit cookie cutter. Be transformed that you may know God's good, pleasing, and I haven't got the scripture written down yet. Dan, you can look it up for me later. Dan reminds me so much of Mark Davies. And Mark, like, when you talk to him, if you don't know the scripture word by word, you've got a problem. But you know what? As I've known him longer, he's become much more gracious. Dan, he's allowed things to go. Not that they find yourself in a place of heresy, but you have the heart of God. Nations. Number four, inheritance. Your inheritance is serving the Lord. We hear in Joshua 18:7 that the Levites, however, do not get a portion among you because the priestly service of the Lord is your inheritance, is their inheritance. Think about it. Serving God, Those guys that are doing children and Josh Jen, those that are doing the coffee bar at the back, that is part of your inheritance. So often I hear about, I've got no time for this. I've got other things that I need to do. Let me tell you, serving God is a part of your inheritance. Be excited about it. Be enjoying it. I nearly danced for coffee this morning, but I was afraid that my clothes would fall off like David. So I gave it a miss. Instead, I'll get a form and fill it in and get one at the end. But when we grasp this truth about service is my inheritance, we begin to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. We begin to be zealous and joyful in the things that we do. Guys, let me tell you, people are sometimes like donkeys. They walk around with long faces. Guys, when people look at us, they need to think, this person is different. This person is different. And it mustn't be because you wear Adidas. It's because you've got a smile on your face. Some people need to actually tell their faces that they're happy. Just put a smile on it. People respond to a smile. Don't stand at the door and it's like, oh, good morning. Good morning. Next. Good morning. Feels like we're in the bank queue. Oh, we don't have bank queues anymore. When we were young, the older guys who stood in a bank stood in a queue to get to the bank. These days, everything's ETF and FYZ. And you know what? We'll rise to every occasion. When we've got that in our life, those guys with Nehemiah, it says in their one hand they held their sword and in their other hand they held their trowel. They were there to build and to battle. There to build and battle at the same time. We do it. And let me tell you, I don't want you standing on my shoulder if you're not zealous and you're not there to protect me, if you're not there to build. What a glorious privilege we have. And we need to bring our lives back under the control. Am I catching up? Oh, good. She says, why do you tell everyone? It's good. I'm keeping myself accountable. That's why I ask her. You guys know what accountability is, eh? It's not when people chase after you and ask you how you're doing. It's when you come to them and say, hey, I've got this problem. Or, hey, I've had this victory. Not always problems. People come to me with a problem. I normally say to them, so what's the solution? Be accountable. Be accountable, especially the young guys. Doesn't mean they chase after you. It means you go to them. You go to them. They don't have to check up on you. Why weren't you at church on Sunday? You think, oh, you're checking up on me again. No, they're not. They're shepherding you. It's their responsibility. They're doing their job well. Instead of them having to phone you, why don't you phone them and say, hey, listen, I can't be at church this morning. I'm really sick or I'm away or whatever. So you going to them. They don't have to come to you. Be accountable. Be accountable. The fifth thing and the last one is the kingdom of God. Heaven is our inheritance. Heaven is our inheritance. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's this year now. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. The kingdom of God cannot be inherited by this body. But it can be inherited as we step into a relationship with Jesus Christ. It becomes that superabundant. It becomes that superior style of life. It's not a geographical area like we would expect in this place, but it's every heart submitted and every heart surrendered to God. That's wherever that is, if your heart is submitted and surrendered to God, there the kingdom of God is. There he is king of your life. And wherever you go, you take him with. Isn't that amazing? You could head out into work on Monday morning and you think, well, I'm taking, as I go, I'm taking the rule and reign of God with me. I'm going to be different. I'm going to change people around me. I'm going to run. Hello? I'm going to run harder. He's not running there. He's looking over there. I'm going to run harder than anyone alongside me. Come on, let's make that our thing. This week coming, I'm going to run harder. I'm going to overcome. I'm going to be wholehearted. I'm going to be zealous. You know what? As you mature, people think, as I mature, I must calm down. No, 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 no. The word entheos, where enthusiastic comes from, means in God. And it means you push ahead for God in every area. You are zealous for God. Being baptized is obedience. Is there anyone here that serves Jesus Christ and you've never been baptized? You haven't gone under the water and nothing above the water. So this is a very spiritual play. Everyone is baptized. Everyone. Everyone is baptized. Going, going, gone. Everyone is baptized. Well, elders, you've trained them well because it's winter. Normally in winter, people want to be baptized. Isn't that true? Obedience is God's, you've all heard about love languages, eh? Obedience is God's love language. He says, if you obey me, you love me. If you obey me, you love me. So I want to ask you this morning, and we're finishing off here, are you being shortchanged? Are you living in those five areas? And I want you as your homework to go and look up the names of God and see what they mean, because that is part of your inheritance. And inheritance, as Darby said in our prayer meeting before, is something that's passed on. So parents, grandparents, are you passing on your inheritance? Moms and dads, are you passing on your inheritance? Boys and girls, no, not boys and girls, you're all too old for that. Men and young women, are you passing it on to your brothers and sisters? Are you passing it on to your friends? Are you giving them an inheritance by talking about this stuff? So what can stop us? Just quickly, our past, if we allow it, our past, all of its sin and failures. We don't have to let this stop us, but it can stop us if we stop. David had some warriors that ran through a wall. Afterwards, we got some running through the wall over there. Let's see who can do it. I'm going to stand behind the guy that's the biggest, because when he goes through, I can go through afterwards. All the hurts and disappointments. Man, we get hurt as we go through life. We get disappointed. Don't allow those things to stop you from walking in your full inheritance. Bitterness. Somebody doesn't wave to you in the morning when they walk in. This happens when you lead a congregation, you need to know, or you're an elder. When you walk in on a Sunday morning, you generally, like, I'm going to the prayer meeting. Please don't talk to me now. And people get offended. And that offense actually becomes bitterness. Don't allow that to happen in your life. Go to them and they say, hey, man, I'm sorry. I was on my way. I missed what you had to say to me. I've got to do it all the time because I ask people their name and then I forget it and I speak to them again and I have to ask them, what's your name? And they're like, oh, you don't know my name. I know when I was younger, when I planted the church in Nelspruit, I was 34. So now don't start working out how old I am. I'm 64. I've been in ministry full-time for 30 years. And I would remember names and faces. I said to Patty, you need to speak to the elders' wives, and you need to get me some names. Because if you give me the name, I can generally mention, remember who they are. But when I see you and say hello, please. I think the visiting preacher or whoever preaches on a Sunday should be able to write their name on a thing and pluck it on their forehead. And then you know their name. I'm fortunate you know my name. But we have to struggle. So please just say, hey, my name's this. Even if you've done it three times already, my name's this. Don't get to, I told you my name is this. Bitterness. Frustration. Don't get frustrated. Saul and Moses didn't walk in their inheritance because Moses struck the rock. And Saul didn't wait for Samuel and he went ahead and did the sacrifice. And he didn't kill everyone. And animals, and so they lost what their inheritance was. Moses had an inheritance in the promised land. Saul had an inheritance in winning that battle, but they got frustrated. Saul got frustrated waiting for Samuel to come, and so he just went ahead. Don't allow your inheritance to be shortchanged. Don't allow. Are we allowing our future in time and eternity to be diminished by allowing these things that I've just mentioned? I could go into that in much more detail, but there really is. I really feel that this morning, to possess our inheritance, for me, there is definitely one thing that we have to do. And that's where we need to be walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Spirit. If you're struggling to be wholehearted, if you're struggling to be zealous, if you're struggling in any of those areas, you need a top up. You know when you go to the garage, they take out the thing and they have a look, oh no, this is not full. Can we fill it for you? When you fill a plant, if you've got a clay pot, they actually leak. But that's the whole idea, that they actually leak. And that's what we do. As we walk around, we leak. And we need refreshing. We need those around us to pray for us. Our leaders, yes, they want us to walk in the fullness of what God has for us. So is there anyone here this morning that feels like, hey, I just need a top up. I've been through a difficult time. I've been through stuff that I'm struggling and I'm not carrying them. I wonder if you could just stick your hand up. Please, let there be some of you. Thank you. Can you all come to the front, please?